Welcome back to Two Guys with Terrible Allergies, drinking coffee, talking about sports.
What's good, Billy?
That's the new name of the show.
It's a little wordy, but I like it.
Two guys jacked up on DayQuil, doing sports.
You just changed the name.
Okay. Well, the real name is Backdoor Cover. I'm here with, my name's Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dylan Shiveriri.
Hey, man, good to be here.
How are you feeling?
Despite feeling like absolute dog shit.
How's your nariz?
My who?
Your nariz. It means nose in Spanish.
Oh, my nariz is, it's been leaking for like a week straight, and I can't get it to stop. So, that's cool.
Last night, we live in Austin, Texas. That's where we're located.
The allergy mecca.
It really is. It's the worst place you can live, I think, in the whole world.
Like the world, honestly.
For allergies.
It's terrible.
And I have them. I have what folks would call seasonal allergies that are effective during every season.
Cedar and pollen are at historic highs right now. Like the highest, literally, I think they've ever been.
So my eyes are bleeding. And last night,
it's like raining pollen outside.
I settled in to go to sleep, and I had a sneeze attack that lasted a good 20 minutes.
Oh, that's fun. That's a good way to go to sleep.
It was awesome. Anyway, we're going to talk about some sports today. All kinds of sports. We've even got some obscure sports.
Darts.
We've got
up.
Huge news in the darts world.
The dart world is on fire right now.
But before we get into that, we wanted to let y'all know to check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. They've got great brands, great-looking game day apparel, Yeti coolers, Travis Matthew clothes, Mizzen and Main, Cole Haan, Costa, whatever it is you're looking for, manoutfitters.com will make sure you look great. Hitman Outfitters, use our code GAMEDAY at checkout to get 10% off your whole order. That's one word, GAMEDAY, at manoutfitters.com, and you get 10% off your entire order.
Also, Man inked a huge deal with a very reputable clothing company that we can't announce yet, but
I heard about this.
Just stay woke because it's coming, and it's coming soon.
Big news comes soon, as DJ Khaled would say.
A big ass brand.
Big,
like you've heard of it. You have at least one in your closet.
Big boobs.
You have one in your closet. If you're listening, you have one at least.
All right, first college football playoff championship. Is on Monday.
It's a rematch.
January 9th, number one Alabama versus number two Clemson. Hey, that looks familiar.
Yeah. I'm glad that Clemson beat Ohio State because I feel like they're better equipped to play Bama.
What was the score of that game?
It was a shutout. How many did Clemson hang on?
I bet on Ohio State.
31-0.
This is the most disappointed I've ever been in a fucking bet I've ever played. Like, for, thank God I was in a wedding at the time, so I didn't have to watch the entire thing. But what a sad performance.
It was sad. I've never been a big believer in JT Barrett. I believe he's a Texas kid, by the way. I've never been a big believer in Barrett. I feel like he just beat up on poor competition, and his numbers made him look better than he is as a quarterback, which is why I feel like Clemson is better equipped to handle Bama because they can actually move the ball. Deshaun Watson's legit.
I did enjoy people. Everybody looks for any opportunity to dump on the committee that chooses these teams.
Sure.
And that caused a massive outpour of people saying the committee blew it by putting Ohio State over Penn State, I believe, is who people wanted to see.
Well, then Penn State lost. It was a good game, but, I mean, USC.
Yeah.
I think the committee did a fine job. I just think that...
That was quite boring, though.
I just think that Clemson and Bama came to play. Well, I'm not saying Washington didn't come to play. They just got manhandled by a far superior team. But Clemson just came to play, man.
Well, the rematch of last year's national championship is... So last year, Bama won 45-40. They're a 6.5-point favorite as of right now, and the over-under is 51. We will pick that game later on the show. This is like putting the teaser out there.
So they hung 85 last year, and the over-under this year, same teams as 51. It didn't go to overtime last year, did it? That's a high-scoring game. I don't remember it being so high-scoring.
I don't think it went to overtime.
Interesting.
Ride that over. Lane Kiffin not going to be with Alabama this week.
This is such an interesting story to me.
The guy just shit follows him everywhere he goes.
Well, he was pushed out, which is to do that to... okay, think about how much of a dickbag this guy has to be. He's the offensive coordinator, has been for the last however many seasons. They have the national championship to come, and they're like, you know what? We're going to go with another guy. You should go ahead, and leave early.
I like that they kept him until the national championship, and now they're kicking him out.
Yeah,
like,
we're good.
They could have done this before last week.
We really hate you, and we understand that you've been running this offense very well. But you know what? We're going to go without you.
I find it funny that there was all these coaches on ESPN trying to defend, like, I can't remember. I think it was Mac Brown. So maybe it wasn't ESPN. Whatever network, Mac. Okay, ESPN. Talking about, like, this one time that he was in a bowl game and he was an assistant coach and he had already taken another job and how he was, like, so torn between recruiting and like hiring his staff, and how that it was good that he needed to be let go because he couldn't handle it. Like, what a crock of shit. It's 1 week, dude.
Well, and it's all circumstantial. I mean, if you're playing in a shit bowl game,
right,
and you've like you're out,
yeah, there's
you're
a big
committed
difference
to play elsewhere, you know, maybe you're looking toward recruiting and all that, but if you're playing in the national freaking championship, like, you have to be solely dedicated to that at the time. You
I can't imagine that Kiffin losing a few more days of recruiting at FAU or wherever the hell. That's where he's going, right?
Yeah. What's the story here? Why? What's the official word and why he was let go? Do we know? I mean, I think
they said because of the they wanted.
Saban just had enough of his shit. Micah, do you know?
I listened to an interview that he did. I think it was on Mike and Mike yesterday. And
Mike and Mike in the morning?
Yes. Our direct competition. Kiffin said that it was his decision, which no one in the world believes, but he was saying that he was in meetings and he was thinking about FAU, and if he can't be giving it 100%, he also did not, there were rumors out there that he had missed meetings or was late to meetings. He denied those completely.
Weren't those all but confirmed, like that he missed meetings?
I don't know. It just seems crazy to me. They won the national championship last year. The year before he was the offensive coordinator, they went 14-2 and finished fourth in the country. This year, they're a juggernaut rolling over everybody. Like, just keep him around. I know he's an asshole.
I think it's become clear that to be the best of the best in football coaching, you have to be a cold man. Belichick will cut your ass the day before you're due another $500K on your contract for no reason at all, even if you're a big contributor. He doesn't care. He'll let you go for any reason.
I think it's clear that Saban and Kiffin hated each other. Like, legitimately, like, pure hatred.
Yeah, and now if you go back and watch those clips of Saban bitching Kiffin out on the sideline, they're even funnier.
Yeah.
But he's gone. Steve Sarkisian. Sarkisian?
Sarkisian.
Sark,
the alcoholic.
Is he an alcoholic?
Oh, yeah.
Good
maybe, he's better now. I'm not sure, but, like, yeah, bona
fide. I don't think that's something you get better from. That's forever.
You can hop off the wagon or on.
Steve. I always get confused about that. I always thought on the wagon was drinking, right? That means you're drinking?
No, that's off.
No, that's off. See, that's where I
get. So he's back on the wagon.
Because to me, the wagon is the party. And if you're on the wagon, you're drinking with everybody in the wagon.
There's a Seinfeld bit about this.
There is?
He says
of course there is.
He says back in the day, they used to haul alcohol on wagons. So you would think, like, you know, you hop on the wagon with the alcohol and you drink to.
I still haul my alcohol in a wagon.
Yeah, same.
Moving on to the NFL, the playoffs are all set. We've got a great, great game on Saturday at, I think, like 4:20. Raiders-Texans. The great Matt McGloin up against the great Brock Osweiler.
What a matchup.
People are calling it potentially the worst NFL playoff game in history, and I can't say that I disagree. I don't even want to watch this game.
Is Osweiler starting?
Yeah, because Savage is concussed.
Can you believe that an Osweiler-led Texans playoff team is favored?
But you have to remember, A, they're at home.
No, I know why. I just think it's hilarious.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I wish that the Raiders had Carr so that they could just steamroll my shit team and get this over with. What sucks is we're going to beat the Raiders. And then we're going to have to play somebody really good the next week and get beat 30-0 again on national TV.
Who are you going to play the week after?
Like Kansas City or the Patriots or something? Somebody who's going to just pound ass?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Okay, in the NFC, we've got Lions Seahawks on Saturday. The Seahawks are favored by 8, which seems a little extreme to me personally.
Yeah,
but
I think so too.
Then Sunday, we've got Dolphins Steelers. Steelers are minus 10. That does not seem extreme. I think the Dolphins are about as bad as the Texans. Giants Packers also on Sunday.
That's going to be a good game.
That is going to be the best game.
I'm looking forward to that one big time.
Out of these four, that is by far the best game. Packers are favored by 4.5, which with the Giants' defense is also a little surprising to me, but Aaron Rodgers, very terrifying. Moving on to the NBA. James Harden had the best triple-double since Wilt Chamberlain on New Year's Eve with 53 points, 16 rebounds, and 17 assists. Granted,
I've never seen a line this good, like modern basketball.
It's gotten completely out of hand because the beauty of it is he's turning the ball over like 8 times a game, but that's only because he's trying to pull off the most ridiculous passes on every single possession. But
if you score 53 points and you and
how do you
throw
time?
In 17 assists?
How do you have time for the assists?
Literally every play of the game, you have the ball and you're making something happen.
I think they said he was responsible for more points, something like 90 points, than anybody in the history of like them keeping track of that shit.
17 assists is an absurd number. If he had scored 0 points with 16 boards and 17 assists, that is a great basketball
that's
game.
That's a good contribution.
He threw in 53.
Dude, he's unbelievable.
He is.
I don't know how he could possibly lose the MVP voting this year. It really doesn't matter. To me, when you're doing as well as he has, you don't even really need the trophy. It's validating yourself through numbers like that. 53.
Those numbers are like God. When you play video games, you create a player that was
yeah, yeah, I can't
had,
even
like,
do that
on
NBA 2K. I can't do that on a video game.
It's insane.
If you're to move on, this is a segue.
This is a beautiful segue.
If you're a fan of The Bachelor, this is important.
Which I am.
The television show, The Bachelor.
Unabashed.
Dylan's a huge fan.
No shame.
We've got a podcast called Touching Base that Dylan is a co-host of.
It's me, Dave, and Will of PGP fame.
Dave and Will of postgradproblems.com notoriety. They talk about The Bachelor, and they've got a Bachelor Fantasy League on the ESPN Fantasy app. I'll be real with you. I have no idea what that entails.
I signed up. I forgot to actually, like, play.
So do you pick who's Micah, getting a rose?
You're about to be on the mic with Micah.
Yeah. You you select who's going to be the top four girls, who's going to win the show, which you can still get in there and do. And then each week there's 10 questions about the episode. So it's fresh that I don't think you could find out via spoiler. Like, the questions were like, what color will the majority of the girls wear? Or how many girls will make an animal-themed entrance?
That's awful.
But I would like to say the
what is an animal-themed entrance?
The post-grad problems group on the ESPN Fantasy app is the 9th largest in the world. More than 1,000 people playing
along.
Yeah,
suck on that.
That is highly disturbing to me.
A girl rode a camel into the front entrance of the house.
I feel like I'm missing it. Like, I used to watch The Bachelor. This girl I dated in high school was a big Bachelor, Bachelorette fan. So I'll say I was forced to watch it, but it's highly entertaining.
Oh, it's pure American entertainment.
It's just not something I'm going to watch on my own accord. I have my woman needs to direct, and my wife doesn't watch this shit.
And I understand. We have a good time. We make fun of the show, really.
Well, that's what the show's for.
You don't watch it because you're like genuinely interested in the, you know, in the
two,
plot lines.
Two people
the
watch The Bachelor
the show.
Or The Bachelorette. People who think it's hilarious because it's so fucking stupid.
Yes.
Those are normal people.
That's my people.
And then girls who think this shit is real.
And they're sad.
And then they're sad inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, check out The Bachelor Fantasy League on the ESPN Fantasy app. You search for post-grad problems or touching base. Post-grad problems. But if you want to listen to Touching Base, you search Touching Base on iTunes or SoundCloud. Moving on to the World Darts Championship.
Electric atmosphere.
It was surrounded by controversy this year.
Yeah, well, the main, what's this guy's name? Michael Van Gerwen, who's apparently the Michael Jordan of darts. He's like the man.
I mean, he is just,
he was up there just
you have to be a round, bald man to dominate darts.
He was up there pounding that triple 20 when some dude ran on stage and grabbed the trophy. They're playing, I guess, is the world championship or something.
Yeah, this is the end all be all.
And so it was electric in there.
What's crazy to me, we're looking at live footage of the trophy.
It's not live.
Whatever. I mean, a recording of live footage. There's a shitload of people there watching this.
Here's what I want to say. There, just eyeballing it, it looked like there are 5,000 people in this arena,
yeah,
which is insane. Darts, you don't know what's going on unless you're right next to the dartboard.
I'm sure
they have these big screens up, okay, that are focused on the dartboard, so the crowd can actually see what's going on,
right?
Which to me is insane because they're basically watching TV in an arena with a guy, little tiny guy, up on stage somewhere throwing darts, which is akin to, you know, buying a mezzanine nosebleed seat at the Cowboy Stadium watching the entirety of the game on the big screen. Like, you're not even watching the field.
Why weren't you on your couch?
Yeah, like stay home and watch it on TV.
Well, for one thing,
it's darts.
I'm surprised it's on TV, but apparently it is. For another, who are these people? Are they all big darts fans?
Yeah, I didn't know that darts had that they could draw a crowd like that. How do you get into darts as a spectator?
People that are out like crushing darts on the weekend at the bar?
Yeah, these guys just pound beers and throw darts, and they take it probably like very seriously. I don't know.
So the story is that this doofus runs up and tries to steal the trophy, which I'll say, impressive trophy, large trophy.
Yeah. Well, this is the world championship.
But Van Gerwen is not impressed by his attempt to steal this trophy.
Oh, if you keep reading this article that Micah has pulled up, it's from GQ. It says he doesn't even have a dartboard in his house.
Van Gerwen doesn't?
Yeah, the Michael Jordan of darts. He's like, I'll just play it whenever.
Just a natural?
He's just too good. He finds darts boring and doesn't play it in his, like, free time.
Oh, he doesn't. Van Gerwen says he doesn't watch because he finds it boring. He barely practices. Wow.
He was just gifted. Like, God was like, you know what? You're going to throw a hell of a dart, son.
I'm sure that the powers that be that are in charge of the professional dart circuit really appreciate that their best player says it's boring and that he doesn't watch.
And then he fills arenas like that.
Can you imagine if LeBron was like, I don't really practice. I don't watch it on basketball on TV. I find it to be quite boring. Anyway.
He won $480,000, apparently. Not bad.
Not a bad purse for Van Gerwen. If you couldn't pay me that to be a professional dart.
Imagine how good he'd be if he actually practiced a lot and took it.
Yeah.
And liked it.
Yeah. That maybe respect the sport, Van Gerwen.
I agree with him, though. I think it's a very boring game. I cannot stand playing darts in the bar. I hate it.
I used to like it. I used to be good at it, and then I got worse every time I played.
It's my least favorite bar game, I believe.
What? What is your favorite bar game?
I really like shuffleboard.
That's a fun one.
I like shuffleboard and, of course, Golden Tee, which is, I don't know if you can classify that as a bar game.
I classify that as a bar sport.
It's a video game. It's not like an actual, use your hands.
I classify it. I also classify Naked Picture Game is my favorite. It's also known as Photo Hunt.
Naked Photo Hunt.
I call it Naked Picture Game. That's my shit. I'm the Michael Jordan of that. I'm the Van Gerwen of that.
I really am the best at that. You can ask pretty much anybody in Austin.
All right, well.
Anyway.
Let's spend a little time talking about the UFC fight that went down this past weekend. I have a bit of a story.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I was at my mom's house. I was in Houston for a wedding. I was staying with my mom. And this UFC fight night, the big main event is Ronda Rousey versus some Brazilian chick whose name doesn't matter. Ronda Rousey has not fought since last year when she lost to Holly Holm.
Correct.
Prior to which, Ronda was the biggest female athlete on the planet, probably the most hyped female athlete of all time. And so this was a big, big night, her return to the octagon. So I UFC is fun. I'll watch it, whatever. I'm not like a big UFC guy by any means. But so the time comes for, the end of this card, which is where the main event is, where Ronda is going to fight this Brazilian. And I'm at my mom's. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to pay-per-view this thing, even though I'm paying $60 for literally one fight. I'm not even watching the rest of the fights. I have to see what's going to happen here. So I hit the order button, $59.99 onto my mom's cable bill. The fight starts. Ronda Rousey gets absolutely pummeled in 40 seconds. Have you watched the replay of this, I assume?
No, I haven't, actually. It lasted 40 seconds.
So she goes out there. It's, like, so hyped up. And, I mean, it looked like if you threw me out there against Conor McGregor and I tried to pretend that I was ready. Like, she's, like, she tried. I think she made it, maybe landed one punch, possibly.
I don't get it. Okay. How can you be the best in your sport, which she clearly was before she lost to Holly, whatever her name
Holly
is.
Holly Holm.
How do you go from that to falling from grace so hard, and now she's, like, getting pummeled in 40 seconds by some no-name? I don't know. Maybe
so there's
a
lot
a
of theories. One of the theories is that she opened up the sport so much for women that when she started, she was fighting against, like, you know, plumbers and shit. Like, girls that worked at Hobby Lobby in their spare time. And because of how many steps forward she took the sport, now she's having to fight all these legit people who are just pounding her face. I mean, this is one of the worst beatings I've ever seen in anything.
Okay, we have the fight up right now. I'm watching it for the first time.
It's about 20 seconds in. Holy shit. Like 14 haymakers in a row to the face.
She's not even throwing any punches back.
Because she's dazed.
There she goes.
I mean, it's like, first of all, I wouldn't fight this Brazilian.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is just brutal.
She's done.
Is
her career over?
Oh, yeah. She's going to retire. There's no recovering from this. I mean, the fight gets stopped before her body even hits the mat because she's just taken so many consecutive shots to the face and not defending herself at all.
Damn.
And the messed up part was this Brazilian chick. What's her name? We got to give her some credit.
Her name is Amanda Nunes.
Okay, Nunes, in her post-fight interview, shreds Rousey. She's like, forget about Ronda Rousey. Fuck Ronda Rousey. I'm the best. That's my Brazilian accent.
Her name's Amanda?
Amanda Nunes.
I didn't know there were many Amandas in Brazil.
Yeah. That's a good point. Popular name in Brazil, Amanda?
Yeah, probably not.
If I could just have 10 seconds to speak here.
I guess you can.
10 only, though.
The biggest problem for Ronda is that she has the worst coach in the history of sports, and she refuses to get rid of him. And she is a world-class judo player, as they're known, which means she likes to grab you, throw you to the ground, and break your arm. But her coach trains her exclusively on boxing, and she can't box, and she's fought two boxers now in a row, and she's gotten knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, clearly standing up and throwing punches is not her forte. Also, it seems like a little bit of an issue. Like, that's not exactly a small thing that she's a world-class judo woman and her coach only exclusively tries to get her to stand up and throw punches. That's not like anyway, she's got to be done. She has to retire. Honestly,
you really think she's going to retire?
She walked straight out of the ring after this ass kicking. Like, this is embarrassing. I think she got paid like $30 million, though, so good on her.
What?
Or three. $3 million? Yeah,
plus. Dude, she's just taking it to the face.
Yeah. That's
good God.
That's a serious pounding there. God. Oh, I also bet on this. Like, right before the fight, I threw $100 on Ronda Rousey to win by decision, which means that it would have had to go all five rounds, and then the judges would have had to pick Rousey. So this is literally the complete opposite of what happened. Her getting TKO'd in 40 seconds. So not only did I flush $59.99 down the drain, which I paid my mom for, by the way, I'm not a scumbag, I also lost $100. So $160 in 40 seconds.
What are the odds? What do you get paid out if that hits, if she wins by decision?
It was 100 to win 1,000.
Okay. We call that 10 to 1.
We will call that 10 to 1. It did not happen, though, unfortunately. We're going to talk about some other games. If you want to throw down some bets this week and weekend, go to mybookie.ag. They've got in-game live betting, so even if you miss kickoff or puck drop, as we call it here on Backdoor Cover, or tip off, you can place a bet live in the game. If you go to mybookie.ag and use the special code just for our listeners, Backdoor, to activate your sign-up offer, you'll get a bonus. So go to mybookie.ag, use that code Backdoor, one word, when you sign up.
and get yourself a bonus. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. And now let's get in a word from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
You're sitting at your desk. You're bored. You're combing through spreadsheets wondering how the hell you're supposed to distract yourself. You know what the answer is to that? The Touching Base podcast.
You got time to kill, baby. Kill it with us, Touching Base. Just give us a shot to earn your business. I promise we will not let you down. Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Hey, Dave, a lot of people don't know this, but you have another podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That's great you brought that up, Madison.
What's it called?
It's called Dudes Doing Business, and you're on it too, and so is Joe.
Hey. That's right.
What are we? We're like a business podcast that you need to be listening to.
You should. I mean, if you want to have success in your business career, then you've got to listen to Dudes Doing Business.
Yeah. I mean, look, we give you valuable insight regarding what we're doing here at Grand X, but we also bring in people from the outside to hear their perspective on shit.
It's just all business all the time, but yeah. You know, none of that pretentious bullshit that you get with other business podcasts.
No way. All right. Well, yeah, give us a shot. Dudes Doing Business. Subscribe. 5 stars. Party.
Last week, I went 5-1 on my bowl game picks. I'm kick-ass.
I went 3-3.
Yeah. You lost your juice.
I call that breaking even, which, in my opinion, is a win.
Let's make some picks on these games. Raiders, Texans. Texans are -3.5. I'm going to go Raiders +3.5. Texans are trash. I hope they lose.
I got the Texans, man.
Raiders money line. Also, Lions,
Earlier,
Seahawks.
You said the Texans are going to win.
They probably are, but they don't deserve to. I hope they lose. Lions, Seahawks. Seahawks are -8. I'm going to go Lions +8.
That is a big line. I will also take Detroit.
That is many points. Dolphins, Steelers. Steelers are -10. I'm going to go Pitt -10.
That's a big line. I
do not care. I think they win like 35-7.
Our boy Matt Moore, he's still running the ship down there?
Yeah, he's going to throw like 4 or 5 picks, possibly fumble a few times.
I'm a big Matt Moore guy now. I got Miami.
+10. Yeah. Giants, Packers, Packers -4.5. I'm terrified of this.
I got the Giants.
I'm going to go Giants too. I feel like we're both going to lose, but I feel like it's the right play.
The defense has really turned a corner.
Does that make sense though? I think this is the play, but we're going to lose.
Oh.
No, I'm saying I think, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Eli, man, 2-time Super Bowl MVP.
Fuck. Let's look at some of the Super Bowl odds real quick. I don't know that they're, like, I like Chiefs +800 is my favorite on here. There's not a ton of, I mean, like, the Pats are obviously the overall favorite. Cowboys right behind them. I like Chiefs +800. Packers +700 is another intriguing one. I might put $100 on or something.
We them boys at +300.
That's not good enough.
No, I know. I'm just letting the people know. Damn, I would not expect it to be that good for the Cowboys.
I can't believe the Texans even have an odds on here. +5,000? How are you even on the board?
55.
I wouldn't put...
Oh, 5,000.
It would need to be +50,000 for me to put a dollar on it.
The Lions are +5,000. Patriots, by the way, have the best odds, which is no surprise, at +150.
Dude, Giants... +2,000?
Yeah, that's a good... That'd be my bet. I know Barrett's big on the Giants right now.
That's crazy. I mean, okay, I'm going to say my value picks would be Chiefs, Packers, and then big-time Giants. That's a lot of crazy odds.
If I were to make a bet, it would definitely be on the Giants. Definitely.
I like that.
I'm not saying I think they're going to win, but at these odds, yeah.
Fuck it.
The Patriots. God, the Patriots are just a machine. I'm sick of Tom Brady.
God, I hate.
What is he? Is he 39 or is he 40? He wants to play until he's 45.
He's the face and the arm of a 24-year-old boy.
He's hot.
Hot boy.
Hot boy.
Do we have any hotline calls? We're going to take a moment here to go to the backdoor cover hotline. which is a voicemail box located in Springfield, Illinois, that you can call at 800-392-6344. Give us your name, your school, your city, whatever, and leave us a message. We'll listen to it, and if it's a good message, we'll talk about it. Please have it be sports related to hashtag sports. We don't want to hear you talk about your problems in your life or your family or anything like that. Just sports, please. 800-392-6344. Let's listen to this week's first call.
Hey, guys. Dave again. Still driving. Still actually getting progressively more bored. Just want to guys take on Vegas sports books, what you like, what you don't like, what your favorites are, and I want to know your biggest payouts from a sports book bet. Thanks.
I'm going to have to let you speak to this. I've never been to Vegas. I'm just a big fat fraud.
I've been to probably every sports book on the strip, of the main big nice casinos, that is.
You're a huge Vegas person.
I'm a big Vegas person.
You're the biggest Vegas person I know.
From 21 to 27, I'd been 13 times. My favorite sports book is The Wynn. But I haven't been to a couple of the newer ones. The Cosmopolitan I have not been to, which apparently is a
really
nice place.
Now, what do you look for in a sports book?
I look for a nice, I want it to be dark.
I agree with that.
I don't want, yeah, I
enjoy
want it to be
dark spaces.
Somewhat set off from the main floor of the casino where it's real loud, which most of them are pretty good at doing that. I want it to be dark. I want it to have soft lighting. I want big, comfortable leather chairs. I want active cocktail waitresses.
Yes.
And I want, that's all I really need.
I'm a little aroused having heard this description.
Oh, dude, it's a scene, man.
Man.
It's fun.
You want to say that all one more time? No.
And, of course, you know, you need a good spread up on the wall of all the TVs and the odds. You know, they have the ticker boards running and shows. They're fun. They're a lot of fun.
So the only sports book that I've technically been inside of, I think, was it the Atlantis? And it's a small one. It's in the Bahamas.
Right.
And I had never been inside of a big gambler, big sports bettor, but never been inside of a sports book in a casino.
Okay.
Intimidating place if you don't know what you're doing.
No.
Dude, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. There's just too much. Screens everywhere. There's all types of shit. What? You sit down?
The best way to do it is you go up to a guy that's working it, and you ask for, he's got a sheet of all, you say, I want to bet on college football. You're like, okay. He'll hand you a sheet with all the lines, and then you go down, you find a seat, you pick your games, and you go up there and tell him what you want. Don't be distracted by everything that's going on the screens.
Oh, man.
It's a lot.
I got overwhelmed and ran out of there. I didn't know what to do. There was like 14 different cricket games on and shit. I was freaking out. Anyway, but I need to go with a pro, with a veteran, like someone like you who's been there many, many times.
And honestly, I'm not a big sports bettor because the reason why, it takes too long to pay out. If you play blackjack, you know whether you won or lost in 10 seconds.
That's like a weird level of degeneracy. Like,
but football, it takes 3.5 hours to see if you won your bet or not.
You're what's wrong with this country today.
So to answer your question, I don't have a big payout from a sports book. I've had big payouts from craps, from blackjack, and especially from poker. I've done well at poker. But sports books are great to just watch a game, make a casual $50 bet here and there, and just drink and hang out with your boys. Don't get on your phone, though. They'll tell you to put it away.
My biggest payout from my bookie was, like, 2 weeks ago. I got like $4,800.
That's big.
Which was so great. In December, carried me through the Christmas holidays.
That's a nice little Christmas bonus there.
Fucking, we did it.
My biggest payout is from actually online poker. I won 10 grand one weekend.
Man, I miss poker.
Same.
Somebody, if you got a connect or a direct line to Trump and or someone near Trump, can you get us bring back online poker?
Actually, I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, you do.
I had like a legit problem. Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah.
I had like a legit gambling problem. I would play every night.
Well, I have a legit gambling problem now, so I want you in the boat with me.
I don't need that in my life, Bill. I got over it.
Trump, bring back online poker. Let's listen to our next call.
Hey, this is Reese from Texas. I know it's been a long time, but I just need someone to talk to. Fuck you, Texas. You know, I hate y'all. We didn't go to a bowl game. I'm out here in Midtown. The Texas Bowl just happened. We got all these A&M fans. Fuck A&M. Fuck you, Charlie Strong. Fuck you, Mac Brown. I came here expecting good, and you fucked me. And fuck you, Bob Stoops, rat-looking OU motherfucker.
Reese from Texas checking in.
What happened to him?
I think he was attacked at the end.
I think he threw his phone across the room but kept talking.
I think, like, did you see yesterday Soulja Boy was on Instagram Live?
Apparently got, yeah,
and
robbed.
He tried to, like, buddy up with somebody in the hood, and the dude did not feel that love and tried to get at him. I think that just happened to Reese. Live during his voicemail, he was
just
attacked.
Got bodied in the hood?
Reese might be donezo.
Well, he had a good run.
Reese, good to hear your voice, first of all, but nobody cares anymore.
Reese, yeah, I started caring about this football season.
Texas is long done, long gone.
But
I agree, you weren't in a bowl.
I also hate Bob Stoops, Reese, so I'm with you there.
Do OU fans even like Bob Stoops?
Oh, yeah, they do. He's
his name.
I can't stand him.
Stoops?
That fucking visor. He wears a visor and a dome, too. It's just
he's a bit of a doofus.
It's like, come on, dude. Just stop.
Next call.
Yo, what up, boys? It's your boy Keaton here. Yo, Nick, I just want to say, fuck you, Bone Zone, fucking Jared. I fucking hate you. Shut up. Fuck you.
No, on the real, though, we were listening to an old episode. I think it was one with the Bone Zone.
We're very trash right now.
It's about 12:10 right after New Year's. We're heading down to the city to hit up some parties down, there's no booby sex up north. So we're going to find some down south. What was I saying? Yeah, the Bone Zone, the one where he talks about fucking a man. Jared, you're a crazy fucker, man. But it's hilarious. So we'd love to see you back, fucking men or whatever you do. Do you have any sports questions? I mean, yeah, Nick goes to Penn State. I go to St. Joe's. We might transfer to Penn State together next year. What sports questions do we have? Yeah, Ohio State is trash. I guess Penn State should have gotten in, coming from where we live. We're Penn State fans. Other than that, Joel Embiid, amazing. Love
good. Yeah.
Four-way Philly fan here. Also, listen, Dylan, you're the fucking man, dude. Like, you're a cool, chill dude. But we them boys, I can't get behind it being from where I am. Fuck them, man. Fuck the Cowboys. All right. Nick, any other comments?
No, that's pretty much it. All right, you guys have a great day, and yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you guys have a great New Year, all right?
DJ Crime Dog
out. DJ Crime Dog out.
These guys are all over the place.
I'm going to let you address the statements about we them boys first.
He's from, where are they
Philly.
From? Oh, yeah, well, that's why.
Yeah.
You know, of course. Of course you're going to hate the Cowboys and Cowboy fans, and that's fine. I don't care. We them boys, though. The America's team.
Okay, come on, man. Can we not
got
with the America's
got
team
home
shit?
Field locked up for the duration of the playoffs. It's good. It's a good time to be we them boys.
Can I say how special it makes me feel that some of our listeners called us 10 minutes after New Year's Eve? 10 minutes after the ball drop. We're the first phone call these dudes made in 2017.
They were all over the place. They started cussing us out, and they wished us a happy new year. They hated Jared. They loved Jared. They think he's funny.
Said, have a great day.
Yeah, like...
I am going to have a great day now.
Yeah, I appreciate those guys a lot.
Thank you for calling. After New Year's,
he
man.
He said that Ohio State didn't deserve to be in, and Penn State should. Okay, you know what? Yeah, that's such an easy comment to make after the fact, after the games play out. But before resumes compared, Ohio State deserved that spot, so stop.
Captain Hindsight is always right. Yeah, I don't have any further commentary there. Thank you for the call. Much appreciated. That was sweet. I feel loved.
We them boys, though.
You are them boys, though. Let's wrap it up. Oh, first, Rowdy Gentleman at rowdygentleman.com for all the awesome patriotic gear and fucking sweet t-shirts you can handle. Use the promo code BDC, all caps, as in backdoor cover, BDC, for 20% off your entire order. Go check it out. We've got an app, too. Download the app. Go to the App Store, search Rowdy Gentleman, download the app, use our code BDC for 20% off your whole order. It's the easiest way to shop on Rowdy Gentleman. You got any shouts?
Do I have any shouts? Shouts to Tony Romo.
Yeah. One drive, one touchdown.
Getting back in the game and looking pretty sharp.
It was, I will say, that was, even as a noted Romo hater, that was a fun moment.
It was good to see him get his feet wet.
Man, I would give anything for him to be the Texans quarterback right about now.
Seems like a pretty laid-back dude. Pretty cool. Good guy. Just a good guy.
That's always been one of the knocks against him, though. Too laid back. Okay. They'd suffer a devastating loss, and he'd be like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we got next year.
We're going to have a good offseason. We're going to go play some golf.
I hear that.
Scratch. Yeah. Shouts to James Harden with one of the most absurd stat lines that anyone will ever see. Subscribe on iTunes to Backdoor Cover. That's this podcast, also known as Nasally Dudes with Allergies Masturbating.
No, we're not masturbating.
Okay. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Check out the other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network, including Touching Base, where Dylan is a co-host.
Shouts.
The Inside TFM podcast, which is for college kids and addicts.
People who wish they were still in college.
And people who wish they were still in college, which is all of us, probably.
Yeah.
And then Dudes Doing Business, which is a fun, laid-back podcast about business, hosted by our CEO at Grand X, Madison Wickham, along with Joe Nullett and David Ruff. You know what we should do next episode of this show? You ever listen to NPR?
No.
Well, it's awful. But you know, you're aware of NPR.
Yes. Like, everybody on their show has a really serious radio voice.
Like, we have to, I can't do one right now because I'm too, everything inside of my head is just snot and disgusting. But we should do a whole episode in dead serious NPR voices.
I'd have to listen in
NPR
and really hone mine before I deliver it to the people.
That's fair. I'm just throwing it out there. It's an idea. Follow us on Twitter at BackdoorCover, twitter.com/BackdoorCover. Follow me on Twitter at WRBolin. Follow Dylan on Twitter at DShivaririririri.
7 E's. Chivalry,
Four non-consecutive E's.
That's how you know it's me.
Also, check out mybookie.ag and use our promo code BACKDOOR to get a matching bonus. Don't be a pussy. Check out mybookie. Again, they've got live lines. They've got, if you miss tip-off or puck drop or anything, get in there. Mybookie.ag. Stack some paper with us. That's all we got. Peace out. Deuces.
We love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.